The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke from the 19th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Our Gospel this morning comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and can be found on page 1630 in your pew Bible. Luke records, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. And he ran ahead, and he climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. Now when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. And all the people saw this and they began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here, I now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, the story of Zacchaeus is a very famous and familiar story in the Bible. And many of us may remember it from a Sunday school lesson and from a children's song that you may have learned. Did anyone learn that little? Yeah, okay, good. I didn't. I'd heard of it, but I never actually heard it, so I don't know the tune. So forgive me on that one, but you know it, and it goes like this. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And when the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down from there, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. So, besides its appeal to children, who I think they like it because it's about a guy who's probably about their height, and besides being a cute story for kids, it also has a very serious side as well. You know, it's an illustration of sin, and it's an illustration of repentance, and it's an illustration of salvation. It's an illustration about Jesus, who says of himself in the very important and profound verse that concludes this text, which you heard me emphasize, and which many consider to be the theme verse for the entire Gospel of Luke. It's Luke 19, verses 9 and 10. Jesus says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Now, with all the riches of the gospel that are selected for today and every day of the three-year lectionary, you might think that you had heard at least one sermon about Zacchaeus somewhere along the line of the time that you've been coming to church. Or maybe, you know, the last 10 years that I've been here. But I checked my files, and I couldn't find that I have ever once preached on Zacchaeus. I found some notes. I thought about it. But I couldn't find a sermon where I preached Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. And it's not that it doesn't appear in the church's lectionary, because it does. And on this Sunday, during the third year of the three-year cycle of readings, it's here. And so I find that the reason I've not preached about this wee little man is because, well, we observe a couple of very special days during the last 2 weeks, these last 2 weeks, the end of October and the beginning of November. You see, in a three-year lectionary series of readings that cover all of the Sundays and major festivals of the year, there are probably close to a couple of hundred of texts of just the gospel readings. But this particular reading about Zacchaeus is one, and perhaps the only one, that you never hear preached on. Why? Well, because the Sunday for which Luke 19, 1 through 10 is assigned is a Sunday that falls between the period of October 30th and November 5th. And what do we always do? Always do, as Reformation Lutheran Church and as a Lutheran church, what do from October 30th through November 5th? Well, if it's the last Sunday of October, we always celebrate Reformation Day. And there's a special gospel that's assigned to that. And if it's the first Sunday in November, we always celebrate All Saints Day. And there is a special gospel assigned for that. And those festivals have different readings. So every time Zacchaeus has his turn in the lectionary, he always gets bumped. And, well, that, my friends, is why, this is the reason, that you've not heard this pastor preach on Zacchaeus, except for today. Okay, so just to review the basic facts of the story, Jesus, we read, is on his way to Jerusalem. And as he passes through the town of Jericho, by this time, Jesus is quite well known, and he attracts big crowds wherever he goes. Think about some of the things that he has done up to this point. He has raised Lazarus, and he has healed blind Bartimaeus. Now, that particular incident caught my heart this year. And one of the things that I saw in it is that Jesus is walking along the way, and this blind man who's on the side of the road is shouting out. And the peoples that were going before Jesus stopped him. The peoples that were going before Jesus were his disciples. These are the people that should have known better than to say what they said, but they did it anyway. They said, "Shut up. He doesn't have time for you. This is Jesus. You're not part of the in crowd." But we read further that Jesus did stop. And he asked his disciples, "What does he want?" And they said, "Oh, he's just this blind guy and he's calling out to you." But he didn't just call out to Jesus, say, "Hey, Jesus." He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Well, Son of David isn't just like a nice little thing. Son of David says that this blind man, who probably never heard a sermon, but had heard about this Jesus, called Jesus by his title, Messiah, Son of David. And so what does Jesus do? He goes, "Bring him to me." Now, can you imagine the ones that went before him, the disciples that should have known better? They're going, "Oh, we just told them to shut up." And he brings them there. They bring him in, and Bartimaeus doesn't just kind of quietly get up. He throws off his cloak And he rushes quickly to Jesus. And Jesus says, "What do you want?" And this is such a beautiful pattern for prayer, for my prayer and your prayer. He didn't go through a long litany of things. He was short. He said, "Lord, I want to see." Jesus didn't touch him. He didn't spit in the ground, make mud, tell him to go wash off in a fountain. He said, "You are healed," and he was right there, and he followed Jesus. There is a story of redemption. There is a story of Jesus seeking the lost and finding them. So that's why it resonated with me today to talk about this Zacchaeus. So we know that he's vertically challenged. There's a crowd of people, kind of like must have looked like what we would have a parade today. And if you want to catch a glimpse of this celebrity, it helps to be tall. You can look at the people's backs of their heads and you see things more easily if you're a tall guy. But the reality of all who are vertically challenged, all you can see is the backs of people. And that's not quite a view. And as you all know, this little guy, Zacchaeus, well, he was suffering from a stature of limitations. Thank you. For those who didn't laugh, you'll get it on the way home. A stature of limitation. I got more. And he wants to see Jesus from the ground level. But this would made a very short story indeed. So this clever little guy, he comes up with a solution and he climbs up the aforementioned sycamore tree to get a better look. And he does this. But being perched up there also gives Jesus a better look of Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus, Jesus says, "Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Now, for my brothers in Christ who are from the New York area, and especially that guy sitting in the back, I offer this translation. Jesus is saying, "Yo, Zacchaeus, yeah, come on down, let's talk. We're going to take a walk, and I'm going to be at your house today." My friend back there, I love very, very much. Today I said, "Peace be with thee." He goes, "Oh yeah, and also with you." Sometimes it should be fun. I think it should be fun all the time. So here's the thing. Jesus basically invites himself over. And Zacchaeus really wanted to see Jesus. Well, buddy, you got your wish. Anyone see a problem with this? Well, there were people that were watching this drama unfold. They had a big problem. Remember the disciples that went before? You know, "You're not in our crowd. You're not part. We're going to Jerusalem. We're the Jesus group. You just be blind somewhere else." Or last week we had a tax collector and a Pharisee. Remember the Pharisee said, "Thank you, Lord, for not making me like that guy over there." And which one left justified? Well, just like today, people were murmuring. They're going, "Oh, you believe this guy?" And the people observing this and interaction sure saw the problem with this. They were thinking, "This fellow Zacchaeus, Jesus, you don't really know much about him. You know his name, but are you sure you know enough about him? His background, his occupation, his reputation?" They'd be saying, "You know, you're supposed to be a pretty pious, proper, religious teacher. You know, Jesus, this Zacchaeus, are you sure that you know what you're doing going into his house?" And when they saw it, they all grumbled and they said, "He has gone into the guest of a man who is a sinner." Here's the problem. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And I know that none of us here, probably all of us, but there may be one, but that enjoy paying taxes. And the tax collector generally isn't a real popular fellow. But in those days, in that culture, the tax collectors had a most unsavory reputation. For one thing, they were working, as we talked about last week, for the enemy. The enemy was the hated Roman Empire. They were the occupying force. But beyond that, the tax collectors had a fairly well-deserved reputation for being dishonest, for overcharging, for skimming off the top to line their own pockets. So besides being looked down upon, literally in Zacchaeus' case, but also they were looked down upon for being a crook, for being a tax collector, for being a notorious sinner, a Jew that is working for the enemy. And a good religious teacher like Jesus, well, he ought not hang out with a guy like that. But he does. You see, Jesus likes to hang out with sinners. It's his opportunity to call them, to call them back home to God, to call them to repentance and faith in Him, the Savior of sinners. So Jesus invites Himself over, and He must go to Zacchaeus' house today, now. And Zacchaeus, we read, he receives Him joyfully. Our text says, Zacchaeus is happy to see Jesus up close and personal, not just from up in a tree. And what causes this joy for Zacchaeus? Why does he receive Jesus so joyfully? It's evident that it's because Jesus comes bringing forgiveness into his house. That's what Zacchaeus needs, forgiveness. That's what we all need. Really, only sometimes the truth is that people don't fully realize or even at all realize that they are in need of forgiveness. But thank God Zacchaeus does. Zacchaeus apparently had been a typical tax collector of that time. He was ripping people off. He was making himself rich by cheating people. But now he says something astounding. He says, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." Christ coming to him has caused a big change in a little man. This is repentance that we are witnessing happening here. Zacchaeus has come to grips with his sins. He's acknowledged them and he is turning away from them. Jesus has that effect on people. And even though repentance is in this case may end up costing Zacchaeus a boatload of money, he's glad. He's glad to part with it, any ill-gotten gain, and also to repurpose his wealth to help the poor. What Zacchaeus is receiving from Jesus, he realizes, and you and I know, is worth far more than all the money in the world. And Jesus is giving it to him free of charge. Forgiveness, salvation are tax-free. And that's priceless. The joy of Zacchaeus is the joy of repentance. It's the joy of finding forgiveness in Christ for all of your sins. It's the joy of finally being found when you have been lost in your own messed up life of sin. Zacchaeus realized his need for forgiveness. And you do too, right? You know that line from the song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, right? Wee! As in, well, I just said it. Should I do it again? I won't. But today, let's rephrase it. And let's make it Zacchaeus was a we, you and me, as in we. For Zacchaeus was a lot like we are, you and me. He was a sinner. He was weighed down with a load of guilt, just like we are. Zacchaeus was a little man who did the little things, the shady things, to work his own advantage, just like we do. Maybe fudging on the figures or well, I'll just leave that just a little bit. I'm sure that in the ledger book of sins, you might think that God could find sins that we do that are in the same bracket as those of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a we, you and I, little man, in more ways than one. But Zacchaeus also was a sinner. He was a sinner that Jesus died for, just like we are. Remember, Jesus is passing through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. And very shortly, he will be there. In order to do what? Well, Jesus is going to pay off the big debt that we all owe. Jesus is the great sin collector, the sin collector of all time. He takes up all our sins and he carries them to the cross and he pays them off with his holy precious blood. All of Jesus' goods, his righteousness, his forgiveness, his life, his salvation, behold, the whole of his goods, not half of them, but all of them, he gives to the poor, miserable sinners like you, like me, and like Zacchaeus. And now our tax bill, it reads, debt paid in full. The date? Well, Good Friday, signed Jesus of Nazareth. Our Lord told Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house. Salvation comes where Jesus goes. And now, today, this day, Jesus has come to this house. This house that is full of sinners, right here. Salvation is here because our Savior is here. And like Zacchaeus, we receive him joyfully. The joy of Zacchaeus is our joy as well. For Zacchaeus truly was a wee, like you and me, little man, with a great big Savior. My dear friends, my brothers and sisters, and all who may come upon this podcast, hear this. No matter how tall, no matter how short you are, no matter how rich or how poor, whether you're up in a tree or out on a limb, if you know that you'd be lost without him, then Jesus is looking for you today. And that's because for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. In the name of Jesus, amen.